This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In news o' business today, there was a big deal in the race to get consumers television over the internet. Disney and the Dish Network have come to an agreement that will let the satellite provider stream Disney's content. Even the biggies like Apple and Google haven't been able to secure that kind of deal. But as with all things, there is a price. In return for the content, Dish will have to disable something called AutoHop, which lets viewers skip ads. It'll have to disable it on all Disney stuff for 3 days, which means, heaven forfend, you'll be forced to watch the ads. Marketplace's Queenie Kim has more now on the economics of the skip button.
Dish's AutoHop lets you get rid of commercials on TV with the click of a button. Jim Nail is an analyst at Forrester Research, and he says right now, broadcasters are getting around features like AutoHop by playing defense.
There's really two main tactics. One is the court system and sue people like Dish.
The second tactic is to disable the fast forward button. He says Comcast is doing this on their TV on demand service. Nail says long term, it's a losing strategy. But for now, advertising sales are holding steady. Ira Kalb teaches marketing at USC's Marshall School of Business. And he says shows like American Idol are taking a more creative approach. Recently, the talent show experimented with splitting the TV screen. On one part of the screen was the behind-the-scenes footage of contestants, which is a fan favorite.
At the same time, they showed some advertising content, and it was the logo of the company or the product. So formatting's another way to avoid ad skipping.
Then there's old-fashioned product placement, which has been around forever but is becoming popular again. Paul Sweeney is an analyst at Bloomberg Industries, and he says the future might be an amalgam of the old and new. He points to Samsung's coup at the Academy Awards, the 30-second ads, the product placements, and then there was the selfie of Ellen and a gang of movie stars, which was taken on a Galaxy. It got millions of retweets.
When you get that viral aspect to it, which we did with Ellen's tweet, that's really where a message can really live for a long time.
And you can't fast forward through a tweet. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.